The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
Here we are.
What are you doing?
Stella, she's beautiful.
Hear from Life's mission photographer, who not only captures the images of children in need, but demonstrates the love of God as she reaches out from behind the camera.
That is what I live for.
Next, on Life Today.
Well, I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I really, we really like what you were just watching. That really is a missionary with a camera. And that's Janice Meyer. And you know, I can't even describe adequately and put into words how much we love and appreciate Janice. Betty, she's been with us since she was a teenager.
Just a baby.
And we're not even going to get into how long she's been around. But she's been on the mission field with us now for some 25 years traveling with that camera. She is a missionary, not only with a camera, but with a heart for God and a love for people. And Janice, we're just glad you're here. And we're always glad you get back safe.
Right.
Me too. You wonder sometimes, don't you?
There have been a few times that we've had machine guns pointed at us, and I've been on plane rides that I didn't think that they would land. But it's always a privilege to get to go for me. That is my heart. I want to, every time there's a trip, I'm like, here am I, send me, because I love the adventure, but I love the people the most.
Well, you know, Betty and I have been around the world, and we've been in those hard areas with you for so many years, and we understand what it's like to travel for hours on a plane and then get into areas and get on in vehicles and go on roads that are just nothing but one pit after the other and just getting beat up with all these difficult things. It's just like you said, you keep saying, here am I, send me. You just are ready to go. And you go and you know you're going to not only be involved with the missionary, but you're going to be taking pictures. What are you trying to do when you go?
Every trip I go on, I ask God, I say, Lord, let me capture your heart. That is my prayer. I want to capture God's heart of what I see. And it's so much of a privilege because those people have a story to tell. Mm. Sometimes I think when I'm taking a picture of a child, I wonder, will this be the only record of this child's being alive? And I was able to capture it. I had that opportunity to tell those people's story. This last trip, James, we were in Sudan, and I was just walking around what they call an IDP camp, which is an internal displaced people. And I just went walking around as we were there, and the ground was cracked and dry. There was no way to produce anything out of it. And these people, if they had a cloth to hang over as a tent, they were the lucky ones. And I saw these ladies, and I just wanted to sit with them, and I had an interpreter. And I went and sat with these ladies for like 20, 30 minutes and just talked to them. I don't often get the chance to do that. And I said, tell me your story. Just tell me how you ended up here. They said, well, we have walked for 5 days because our village was raided, and the soldiers came in and were killing people, and they just grabbed what they could and they ran. And it just broke my heart because, like, you could see, you know, when you'd see in people's eyes just almost hopelessness, and that was what they were portraying. And they said to me, on their way there to get to this place, 2 children died every day. And one lady looked at me and said, one of my children died just on the way. And I said, well, what did you do? She said, we had to bury him right there. And then she pointed at her other child. It's laying in her lap. And she said, and my child is displaying the same symptoms. Mm. And I'm so afraid that she's going to die too. And I was just like, and every one of them asked me for food. And we did not have enough food to go around. We would gladly give them what we had, but we didn't have enough food for that whole camp because it was just people after people sitting under a tree. Let me tell you, those trees weren't like you would picture a nice shade tree. They barely had a leaf or two on them. And there's very little shade. It's so hot there. But that woman told me, she said, I'm so worried about my child. I'm so worried. Please don't let my child die after we've made it here. But you know what? They don't have food left over now. They're waiting for us to come in and do what we can. They're waiting for somebody like our viewers and us to join together. And I always say that, let's join together. The missionaries will do their part if we'll do our part. And I'm like, let's do this. Let's make a difference.
So they're just waiting for some little sign of hope that their child might live.
Yes.
And at the same time, seeing all the death around them and the desperation.
Right. We don't only save lives, we do give hope. And to give a person hope is a high calling, I think. And you don't often get the chance to save a human being's life. You don't just walk out your door every day and are able to save somebody's life. But when we do this and we help, we're able to do that. Right from our home, we can save a child's life.
You sent back one of the most, I thought, gripping, moving, inspiring moments we've ever seen on television. I want you to look at it with us.
My name is Janice. I've been a photographer with the Life Outreach Mission Team for over 20 years. I've traveled all over the world trying to help children in need. Even though my heart is broken each trip by the amount of pain and suffering I've witnessed, I wasn't prepared for what I saw on our latest trip to South Sudan. This boy's name is Lazarus. His Christian mother gave him this name, and it's very fitting because Lazarus needs a miracle.
He wanted to see his picture a minute ago. I was scared to even show it to him because I don't know if he understands what he looks like. And I showed him, and the man said, he's saying, "Who is that? Who is that?" Can't even recognize himself. Thousands like this all over Sudan. We need to help them get a brand new start. We need to help them grow and be children and have fun. All it takes is food, food. It's so simple. Jesus, give him a miracle. Give this baby a miracle.
What's going on in your heart when you sit here with us and look at that and remember?
I just remember walking in there, and we just landed on one of those dirt strips and pulled up there, and we walked in, and we're kind of seeing children in this clinic. And I just turned, and I saw Lazarus, and I thought, is he alive, first of all? Because I didn't even know if he was alive. He was not moving. And we so often talk about the cry of children and how that's they're hungry. Well, there's a point, too, when the cry is gone. And when that cry is gone, that's when it becomes dangerous, and Lazarus didn't have the strength to cry anymore. And we were going to come back the next morning and do our photos and shoot our footage, but I said, I want to tell Lazarus' story, and I don't know if he'll make it till tomorrow. Because I didn't want him to die and not have his story told. And so when I sat down there by him, if you see me, I just didn't even know what to do. I did not know what to do. I just wanted to scoop him up in one point and run and grab a plane and say, we're taking him somewhere, because they don't have much there. But I was just almost, at one point I said, I don't even know what to say, because this is this mother's worst moment in her life. What do you say at somebody's worst moment? What do you say about a child that it will take a miracle to live? And his little name was Lazarus. I remember at one time I even said, come forth. Mm-hmm. I just wanted him to come forth, the everything of life to come into him, because right now we don't know for sure.
And what's going on, Betty, in your heart? Because I know.
You know, when I see something like that in Janice, I think it was very appropriate for your heart to be broken and to be weeping. Because I believe God was weeping with you. And I'm thinking about that mother and watching her weep. Mm-hmm. And how heartbroken she must be to look at what didn't even look like her child anymore. Mm-hmm. All it was barely any flesh left on that precious little body. And just the devastation there, just to feel the heartache of God through seeing something like this and of that mother. And I think we can make, that should not happen to these children. We should be able to feel that need and feel the heartache and take the heartache of that mother away. This is not right.
No, it's not. You remember in the Gospel of John, Mary and Martha were weeping and Lazarus had died. And they said, Lord, if you'd been here, this wouldn't have happened. Mm. And the only way Lazarus doesn't die is for Jesus to be there. And the fact is, Jesus was there in Janice and was there in the missionary relief workers that are already in the area. And the fact they'd set up an emergency-type clinic, which we know we have to set up everywhere, and that's all a part of our mission feeding. So he was there. But if a resurrection's going to occur where he, you know, Janice, I believe you were there when Beth Moore prayed over little baby Matthew.
Was.
And she prayed what really the missionaries told her would be kind of like a prayer of last rites. And maybe like Janice felt, this is, I just want him to be remembered. This little boy is precious to his mother, precious to God. And I really wish you'd understand how precious and special you are to God. I think what we don't get sometimes is we don't, number one, we don't know how much God has focused his attention on us. And if we could just focus on him like he focuses on us, he'll just have a transforming effect in everything about us. But if we do focus on him, we begin to see through his eyes. Jesus said he looked where the Father was looking, and that's what directed his steps. He was moved by the heart of the Father, and he expressed freely the heart of the Father. So what was happening there, I really believe, is you know, Janice was expressing God's heart and Beth Moore praying over little baby Matthew when she's told he won't make it through the night. Mm-hmm. And they're praying, well, Jesus was there and a resurrection was possible. But here's the issue. You know, they had to open the tomb. When Jesus raised Lazarus, he said, loose him and let him go. Get the grave clothes off. It took involvement and action. Somebody had to call for Jesus to come to the scene of need. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. We're inviting Jesus to raise the dead, so to speak. In other words, to give life to the dying. And that's what he came to do. So we're putting a telephone number there on the screen. It's always there. If you say, I'm desperate, pray for me. Something's going on in my family or my life. And it's paid for by love, because we have a lot of people call in who say, I'm so glad I could just call that number. I couldn't have afforded to call, but I need the prayer. So it's there. But today it's there to literally be an answer to the prayer and see the resurrection from the grave. That's what you were crying out for. Now, we saw, here's the beautiful thing about baby Matthew. He didn't die. He lived. And he lived because people responded in love. And lo and behold, many, many months later, not only is Matthew healthy and beautiful, but Beth Moore went back and saw baby Matthew. And I remember how she got out and kicked a ball with a baby who was barely strong enough to breathe. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw the miracle. That's what you're praying for. I heard you praying for that, for Lazarus, knowing that our viewers really were the hope for the resurrection of that Lazarus, but the literal thousands in Sudan, and we've got 20,000 that you, along with the missionaries, found, who we're going to have to add to the feeding which takes a miracle to raise a lot of kids that Lazarus represented. And it's our viewers all over the world who can say, okay, we'll feed them.
Right.
Those missionaries and people like you who go in to capture the need of the camera, you don't have to think you prayed in vain or hoped in vain or that mother hoped in vain. We can do it. And when they go to that lifeline, not just a, you know, a call for prayer, but a lifeline of hope, and say, here's my gift to rescue 3, 5, or 10 children, then you're seeing your prayers answered.
Absolutely. And if, can I talk to the people?
Yes.
I just want to tell you, I'm just a photographer, and I have the privilege to go. And it is my heart to help. But you know what? I have been with this ministry so many years, and I have watched your heart. And I know it is your heart to get involved and to help and to save a life. I'm going to ask you, I've always told James, if he ever quits asking, I will ask. He won't, but I'm asking you, will you join with me? Will you be a part of saving children's lives? Will you just go to the phone and go online, however you can do it? Will you help us? Will you help us save lives? Save little Lazaruses. They're all over Southern Africa and Sudan. Won't you join us? Won't you do what you can? Please be a part.
You're going to see, and I really appreciate that, Janice. You're going to see Aweta lost everything. Attack. See, I think that sometimes you don't really comprehend. You hear about Sudan. You even heard famous actors talking about it and so forth, and thank God for that. You got a crisis. You know, our missionaries are helping in parts all over Africa. Wherever there's need, they're there, and you're the ones that enable them to be there. But you don't understand that in many parts of the world, and especially in Sudan, people are being attacked because they're Christians. And when we went there and met with them, they said, we just wish the believers around the world would recognize we're here. We're praying they will. And we pray for you. Those people who are desperate are praying for us. That God will be as big and real to us as He is to them in their need. I pray you don't run to the phone or get online and say, here's my gift. But listen to this story.
The people of Sudan endured decades of turmoil and suffering during their civil war. Armed marauders from the north would often raid villages in the predominantly Christian southern regions to steal their land, as well as establish tribal and Muslim dominance. Now that South Sudan is independent, thousands of exiles are returning to their homeland. Equipped with their faith in God, a glimmer of hope, and the clothes on their backs, the villagers are eager to start over, but are currently living in meager temporary camps with very little food. I'm glad that woman knows she has children in heaven. I'd like her to have the impact of heaven on the children that she has and the children she's looking around that others are longing for to have the help they need to live and the food. And
I really pray that you will be the answer to the heart cry of the people all over South Sudan and all over the hard-hit areas of Africa where they're just desperate. And you know, they're not asking for a lot of stuff. It doesn't take a lot of stuff to make them happy. Those are their kids who are having more fun playing with a rock and a string or a broken wheel than a lot of our children have, surrounded by all the games. Because they've learned that life is precious. It's something we need to learn here in our blessed country, how precious life is. Take it too often for granted. Please dial the number there on the screen. Remember this, $30, $50, or $100, we're able to feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. For several months, that gift will just keep giving life. It's not some big meal. It's not some big entertainment time. It's just giving them a chance. And boy, let me tell you something. You give them a chance and you give them help, and our missionaries go in and show them how they can begin to grow their own food. They even teach them how they can save water and even do little irrigation plots. It's amazing how responsive they are when you just give them a chance. And I'm praying that someday God will give us as creative people the ability to go over and inspire the whole continent of Africa, not only to come to God, but to be able to develop the resources that are around them. Would you dial the number and make that gift right now, please? The largest gift you can. We have some gifts to send you. And Betty, I'm believing with all my heart, everybody's going to respond.
You know, I was sitting here thinking, as you watch life today, you're thinking, this has been rough. This has been heavy. This has been sad. This has seemed hopeless. Let me say that the only way that it will remain sad and remain hopeless is if we do nothing. You need to respond right now out of that broken heart. That broken heart is from God, because He cares about these little children. He cares about the heartache of these mothers as they watch their children die. That mother was giving that child a leaf off of a very sparse tree that didn't have many leaves, just so they could have something to chew on, and maybe it would help them. Please, as mother, I ask you, let's reach out and help these mothers care for their children and help these children to be a continued blessing to their mothers.
God said, and He repeated it twice in Isaiah 58, that when you give bread to the hungry, when you care, God will answer your prayers. And I know you got them. I know you've got needs. We understand that. Meet someone's need. God said, I'll answer quickly. I'll be your rear guard. You will become a well-watered garden. You will be able to help restore the age-old solid foundations upon which we should build our lives and our future. It's God's promise to you. He cares about your needs. And so often we find our needs met by how we meet the needs of others. I know you care, Betty. I don't know how you could have put it any better. Please go to the phone or go online, lifetoday.org. Make the largest gift you can, would you please? If there's any way you could give $1,000, help us take care of 100 children. There are 20,000 more children we just found. Janice told you about a lot of them like Lazarus. A lot of them dying trying to get to the food. 2 a day. Would you rescue as many as possible, please? If you get a busy, you be determined, so I'm going to get through. We do have some gifts to send you to bless the children you love and those around you, not only your family, but perhaps neighbor children. And to help you study the Word of God, we want to help you grow. You help us rescue lives and point people to the love and life of God. Thank you so much for making that call.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference and help save a life. In addition to the 400,000 children already in Life's Mission Feeding Program, our teams have found a region in South Sudan with another 20,000 children in need of immediate life-saving assistance. Our mission teams are in place, but we desperately need your help to replenish critically needed food supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll rush you the Jesus Storybook Bible. This beautifully illustrated book will help your children discover for themselves that Jesus is at the center of God's great story of salvation and at the center of their lives, too. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may request our new International Version and New King James Side-by-Side Bible with a 2-column format for easy comparison. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
In behalf of all you help, and whose prayers you're an answer to, we say thank you. And Janice, we want to say thank you. And I don't think you could go and see the heartache if you didn't know there were viewers who would change it all.
No, that would just be so more heartbreaking than you could handle if you didn't know there was a solution. Because we know our people, and the people that support Life Today, they are amazing.
A lot of them want to know, Janice, does it really work? Does it really get to the children and make a difference?
I have a photo I took on this trip of a little boy eating, and it explains it all. Big smile, and that is what I live for. And it does work, and it's working every day. We just have to keep going.
I'm going to tell you, this is the last day. If you want to see that look thousands of times over, you just do your part today. And remember, this is our last day. We've got those 20,000 additional children in desperate need. Would you take as many of them as you can? You say, okay, I got 3, 5, 10, whatever you can do. On this last day, you make that gift. Maybe a second or third gift you've made, like Betty and I do to the feeding program, but you do it on the last day. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.